Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Easier to follow the start of the Guardian season, the countdown to the NBA playoffs, and what the Browns are doing during this offseason. You can follow the team you want in the Odyssey app, and you can get all of our audio about each team pushed straight to your smartphone. Good deal. Download the Odyssey app today or visit 923thefan.com so that you never miss a beat. You don't want to miss a beat. Not even one, Andy.
Not one.
Not one.
All right, Chris Rose is going to join us here in a second. You know him from the Rose Rotation, NFL Network. His brother texted me. He said he's living out in the Bay Area right now. He is currently
in a van down by the river.
No, he is scouring the interwebs for tickets for tomorrow's game to make sure he can get a good price on what he's going to do. I want to hear Chris's reaction.
Is he in an RV with Harbaugh?
No, I don't want to tell him. So before he gets on the line, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to tell him about his brother. I want to hear his reaction, just so you know that.
Okay.
We'll see. Is he going to be happy about it or condescending? What do you think?
Thrilled.
You think he'll be thrilled? Sure. All right, let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We bring in super friend to the show, Chris Rose from the Rose Rotation, NFL Network, BattleBots, all kinds of stuff, and, of course, University School right here in Northeast Ohio. What a native he is. Chris, how are you today? Happy opening day, almost?
Almost, yes, almost. 24 hours away. Cannot wait. Just finished doing our Baseball Today podcast.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, if you haven't followed, it goes Monday through Friday every day. We're live on YouTube at 11:30 Eastern Cleveland time. We just break down the five hottest things that's going on in the baseball world. We just taped our opening day podcast where we do a question about each game that's happening on Thursday. So super excited. Love it. The whole bit.
Will you be going up to Oakland? Because I can tell your brother is texting me. He is frantically trying to find tickets because he's living up in the Bay Area now, and he's like, tell Chris, man, we're pumped, we're excited.
No. Well, if he's looking for tickets, all he has to do is show up to the stadium. Now the question is, can he get inside the stadium, because there will be protests.
How bad is that going to be, Chris?
You know, I've heard varying reports listen, I don't think their goal is to stop people from enjoying a baseball game. I think they're so pissed at John Fisher, the owner up there, they don't want to line his pockets anymore. But I don't know. I don't know. I'll be fascinated to see how it plays out. I don't know. I don't have a great answer for it. Listen, they organized their own fan fest. Like, the team didn't do a fan fest this year. The fans organized it and did a great job with it. So they're a smallish but mighty bunch.
I like that. So Chris Ostenheimer was with us earlier, covers the team for the Chronicle Telegram. And I asked Chris, tell me how the Guardians can win their division. And he laid some things out. Chris, you tell me, how can the Guardians win the division? Because I do think it's possible. It's not an overwhelmingly strong division. What do you think?
No, it's not. So it starts with the pitching staff, and unfortunately, one of our young guns is not quite healthy enough. And you need to have a guy like Gavin Williams out there, right? There's people that feel like he could turn into the next Garrett Cole. That's quite a tall order. but he's really talented. And it starts with that group. The problem with the Guardians has been, because their margin of error is so small and they just don't produce a ton of runs, that the number of 3-2, 4-3, 2-1 games we have to win, that's hard to do over a six-month period. It really is. It puts a tremendous amount of strain on your bullpen. And at some point, like, how many games did we win 10-3 last year, where you just can use guys who can clean up in the bullpen and have, like, it felt like, no. I mean, like, that's the reason that Emmanuel Clase, in addition to being a really good pitcher, but he's going to lead the league in saves, is because it feels like every freaking game we need to win, it's one run. So, if we can find a way to have a 4 or 5 run win on a fairly consistent basis, that's going to help us an awful lot. And so that means getting guys to produce, particularly in the outfield. Now, I think this Miles Straw story is enormous. I don't think people have been making a big enough deal about it. I love Miles Straw in terms of what he brings to our team. Like, he is an amazing defensive center fielder. He's got grit. I think those dudes really like him. But the fact is that you can't carry guys in your starting lineup when your offense does not produce at a high level. So for them to have said, we are willing to eat $19 million to not have you on our major league roster says something. Like, this is a shifting of the thought process in Cleveland. For the longest time, if you got paid, you are going to be here.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether this is Stephen Vogt saying, hey, listen, I need the best 26 guys. Do not hamstring me if you want us to win. Like, this is a titanic shift in their thinking, in my opinion.
Let me follow up what you said about the tight games, Chris. I don't think enough has been made about Trevor Stephan not being out there this year. I think he's a terrific setup guy. What do you think they can do there? It always seems that they put together pretty good bullpens, and I know Barlow is a great option there, but I just think that Stephan's been pretty darn good.
He has been. And 3 years ago, what'd you know about Trevor Stephan?
We knew he was a Rule 5 guy that they were milking along.
Exactly.
Yep.
And it's a credit to the organization that they find guys and they develop guys. And it doesn't mean that we're not going to miss him. I think we will. He's been remarkably consistent when healthy. And that's a hard thing to deal with. But that's the nature of the sport, first of all. I mean, guys are dropping all over the place with arm injuries. And so you have to be prepared. And so our next guy, like, it stinks. It stinks. You know, we talked about it. They're trying to thread a needle here. Somebody come grab the ball. I don't know if that's Sandlin. I don't know if that's Morgan that needs to make a monumental leap. Like, the Sam Hentges stuff, that's too bad because he's a guy that's not just a lefty out of the pen. Like, he can get both sides of the plate out.
Yeah.
And we'll see who the new Trevor Stephan is, because that, God knows, you're going to get a shot in Cleveland.
True. Hey, let me ask you this, because the front office made some big boy decisions. One is to put Tyler Freeman in the outfield with virtually no outfield experience. And then the other one was to let De Los Santos go back to Arizona. I thought it was interesting. You're the first person to kind of put it in perspective with what you just said about maybe they're going to make decisions different than money on some of this. And more than that, these are big boy decisions they made.
They are. I mean, they took a risk with De Los Santos, because it wasn't like he got over here and they said, hey, by the way, what position do you play? Like, they knew going in that he didn't have a position. And so he had to just kill it in order for them to keep a 20-year-old positionless player on their roster. We knew. So it cost him $50,000 to do it. And at the end of the day, right, $50,000. It's not going to make or break a Major League Baseball franchise, but it does mean that you have $50,000 less than when you started. Nobody likes losing money on an investment. I already talked about the Miles Straw decision and what that could mean for them financially down the road. So, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, would you like to have seen them go out and get Jordan Montgomery for 1 year and $25 million? Yes. The reality is that's not the world Cleveland's baseball fans are living in these days. They're living it in football, because the Haslams will pay whatever they need to. That's not where we live with the baseball fandom. But yeah, I do feel like there's a little bit of a reprogramming of the baseball brains.
Chris Rose joining us. Chris, if you had to pick one guy on this squad who this year is going to have a breakout, become something that we're not sure that he could be, but we're sure hoping he can be, who might that be?
I am very curious to see Tyler Freeman get an everyday role, right? For years, he's been a interesting player, like, but when he comes up, he hasn't gotten much time, and he understood it. He's a really good athlete. Field's not easy to play right out the gate. Right. I mean, Rick Manning can tell you about that on the broadcast. I mean, he was a former infielder who made the move to become a Gold Glove center fielder. But I want to see his bat in the lineup every day. You know, he does put together good at bats in the day and age where it's the three true outcomes of home run, strikeout, or walk. He doesn't strike out nearly as much as other guys at the major league level. I want to see him become a good, like, gap-to-gap baseball player. You know, and Rocchio, I think, could be really, really fascinating, too. You know, Miguel Rojas is a co-host on the Chris Rose rotation, and he was teammates with him down in Venezuela. And he was like, that's your everyday shortstop. I'm telling you, dude, he is your guy. He can play, he can pick it, and he can play offensively. So I'm excited to see him, too.
Your thoughts on Stephen Vogt, and I know you guys are close, so, or at least, you know, just your thoughts on what he is about to embark on. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, be on the outside, and now you are the man. So I'm just your thoughts on the start of the season. Kind of nice that he is in Oakland for the first game. I feel a little bit more comfortable there. But, you know, it's a long haul, and, you know, what should we really expect out of him this year?
Well, I think there's going to be some growing pains, right, about managing a bullpen. Thankfully, Carl Willis is there to help him kind of get through that. I don't think the job's too big for him. In fact, on our preview show, Trevor Plouffe said something fascinating, which literally had me almost stop the show when we got to the question about the Guardians-A's game. I couldn't believe he said it about Steven. That'll come out early on Thursday. I think he's going to be great. Like, and to understand how rare this is, he took his last big league at bat in October of 2022. He is now a manager of a major league team. The last guy to have that short a span in between your last at bat as a major leaguer and the time you set foot as a full-time manager in a dugout, any guesses?
Aaron Boone?
Nope. Good guess.
This is
solid.
This is a great question.
He did TV.
He went to TV for almost a decade.
He was there for 10 years?
I think it was 8 or 9 in ESPN's booth, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was just off the top of my head. Who do you got?
Larry
Boa.
Wow.
Finished his playing career in October of 85 and was the manager of the San Diego Padres in 1987.
Wow.
Let's just say they have different communication styles. For people that don't remember Larry Boa, he is about as red ass and as fiery as it gets. I worked with Larry a little bit up at MLB Network, and I always appreciated, like, his intensity for the game, but I don't think it would work today for that role. But Steven is a guy who has been an all-star. He has been the last guy on the roster. He started his career by going, like, 0 for 29 or something and thinking he'd never get another shot at it. And then becoming a great player who can handle the media, who I think can handle players and have to get after him when he needs to, but understand what they're going through. I mean, that is the biggest advantage he's got, is that he knows how hard this game is, not back in his day, but because he competed against these guys. Like, he knows what it's like to have to game plan against Jose Ramirez. Like, that's pretty awesome. So I'm excited for him, man. I am so excited.
Chris Rose joining us. I keep kicking around this thought in my head, and I don't really like it, Chris, but I wonder if it's on the table for the Guardians. Rocchio is the shortstop right now. Gabriel Arias, not the shortstop right now. Juan Brito had a terrific spring. You gave up Nolan Jones to get Juan Brito. And people are saying great things about Juan. He appears to be a second baseman, end of story. If it doesn't work with Rocchio and it doesn't work with Arias, do you think there's any chance that you move your Gold Glove second baseman back to his original position at shortstop in Andrés Giménez and Brito becomes your second baseman? And that's down the road, obviously, but...
Yeah, so he's not just a Gold Glove second baseman. He was the Platinum winner, which means that he was the best defender at any position in the American League last year. Not just second base. I'm talking about any position in the league. He was the best one. So
I know he's terrific, and I get that. But I just wonder from a team-building standpoint, if they decide Brito is better than Rocchio or Arias or Freeman or Angel Martinez or Jose Tania, if they decide that, I just wonder if they could do it. And I can tell the way you're leaning, and I kind of lean the same way. I'm curious, though, if from a team standpoint, that might be what they think is the best thing to do long term.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, there's a few things in play here. Number one is that they already look like crap on the Nolan Jones deal. So they are going to do anything they can to salvage it. That's just natural. Yes, you want to put the best 26 guys on the field. But if that's the tipping point, like they can't lose Nolan Jones for nothing and have Nolan Jones end up being a possible all-star and an extension candidate in Colorado, which he already is, in terms of maybe getting a new deal. So, yes, that is possible. The other thing is that who just made the move from second base to shortstop this spring with no experience at the professional level? Mookie Betts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? And they're doing this,
in a year when they think they can win it all.
Right. I mean, that's blind trust. So you can do it. Yeah, I'm just pointing out that I do think that it's somewhat risky to take the best defender in an entire league and move him from the position where he just won that award. It is risky. But, I mean, is it possible?
Yeah.
I wouldn't fall out of my chair, Chuck.
Hey, Chris, one last thought on it. I think it's really rare that a second baseman can have the defensive impact that a guy can have at shortstop, except we've seen it here before when we had Roberto Alomar, and as good as Robbie was at second base playing with anybody, but when he was alongside Omar, it was unbelievable. So I think Andrés is one of those few guys who can be such a defensive factor at a position that John Hart dubbed an offensive position. That it's a game changer. So I'm with you, but I think it's a curious thing how that might play out down the road. Bottom line, you hope Rocchio becomes the man and that he's really good.
Yeah, I mean, and I hope we kind of clear up the logjam that we've had in the middle infield forever. Like, let's find two guys. We've already signed one of them. You hope that you strike it rich with the other guy, and so that maybe we use some pieces to trade and improve our team elsewhere, because, they're going to have, one thing we haven't even talked about is they got the first pick in the draft for the first time ever. Like, let's go. Let's make some moves here. Like, it feels like the pitching staff is in decent shape. God knows what it's going to look like after the trade deadline, but let's do some good things here.
Chris, I got 30 seconds. What do you think of the new kickoff rule in the NFL?
Fascinating. I think it's going to be like I think you'll see more touchdowns on kickoffs.
I do,
now.
Too.
I really do. And I'm not as against it as some people are. I'm just not. I've been down there for those collisions, folks. You would never wish that on your kids.
No. This is true. Chris, we'll talk more football, but I can't wait to talk to you about baseball when we have you on next. And I'm always excited. And good. What's going on with the Rose rotation? Give me a second. Tell me more.
We got latest additions with Royce Lewis of the Minnesota Twins, who I know they're one of our rivals, but that kid is as impressive as anybody I've talked to in the 3 years of doing the show. Miguel Rojas, he talked about the whole Jazz Chisholm going on another podcast and ripping him. That was fascinating. Those are both out right now. And don't forget, Austin Hedges is a member of the Chris Rose rotation. You can hear him every 5 or 6 weeks on the show.
Very nice. Chris, as always, enjoy opening day, my friend.
Thank you. You guys as well.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, bud.
Chris Rose, you know him, Rose Rotation, NFL Network, super friend of the show, and, of course, he was on The North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
216-474-0092. I just want to read something to you real quick here, Jeff. Okay. And then I want your reaction. At home, the Browns will see the Bengals, the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Giants, the Dolphins, the Ravens, and the Steelers. Those are all home games this year.
Okay.
Yeah. On the road, the Browns will see the Bengals, the Broncos, the Commanders, the Eagles, which could be in Brazil. We may find out as early as tomorrow or maybe next week. The Jaguars, the Raiders, the Ravens, the Saints, and the Steelers. Okay, and as I go through that list, you ask yourself, without playing the schedule game in its truth, how many wins do you think are in there?
I think the Browns are capable of winning double-digit games, Andy. I would...
10?
Yeah, I hate to say that, but I think they're a 10-win team.
I think they can win 10 games, too.
Potentially more.
Are the Browns better than they were last year? On paper.
I'll let you know.
On paper right now, are they better than they were last year?
Yes.
Two words, Deshaun Watson. I think we can all understand that they'll be as good as Deshaun Watson can make.
Yeah, that's why I'm hesitant.
But that's it. That's the only thing that hesitates. Okay? Our friends at FanDuel.
We like FanDuel.
Yeah, we do. Have put out the over-under for this season.
Yeah? What'd they say, Andy?
They said, and Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, 8.5 wins.
Third. Over-under for the season. Browns, 8.5.
8.5.
Wow.
Is that low?
I would think it's low.
I think it's low, too.
In fact, I'll tell you, when Menigan threw that at me before the show, he said, what do you think the over-under is? What did I say, Dan? 9.5 or 10.5?
I think you said 9.5 to start.
And you said no, and I said 10.5. I went up.
Huh.
And then I think I even went to 11.5. And then you said no, and then I went, I think, 7.5. And then you said no, up from that.
Well, FanDuel has it this way, where in the AFC North, it's the Ravens, the Bengals, the Browns, and then the Steelers. What was the Steelers over-under? Do you remember? I know you'll tell me in a second. But I look at this and I'm like, 8.5? Really?
7.5.
I mean, do you think the Steelers are 7.5 too? That's another one. I have trouble swallowing either one of those.
You remember what?
Injury is the only thing that makes me want to believe those numbers. I just don't.
Let me throw something at you, though.
Sure.
Let me throw a little reality into this.
Okay, here comes Jeff Phelps' reality check.
The over-under is not necessarily what they think the team might win.
It's what they think people will bet, right?
It's designed to get as much action as they can.
Yeah. I just wonder how many people are going above 8.5 and how many are going below 8.5.
I think this team is definitely an above
8.5 win team.
I think it's a 9 without blinking. I think it's a 9 or 10 win team.
Right now, the under is the favorite.
That doesn't surprise me. then if you want to get deeper,
much. I mean, plus one, you know, you're plus one. You're never going to make a ton of money doing over unders. It's just kind of one of those things to look at. Plus 100 for the over, minus 122 for the under.
And you're looking at what, 5.5 to 1 to win the AFC North. So it is 5.5. 20 to 1 to win the AFC. 40 to 1 to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Those numbers seem right.
Why not?
The 8.5 to me, it just seems.
It feels low.
Oh.
Yeah, it feels low. But apparently not, because Dan says the under is getting the most action, right, Dan?
Are you buying what FanDuel's selling? 8.5. I'll read the teams to you again. You tell me if the Browns have 9 wins in this. Bengals, Chargers, Chiefs, Cowboys, Giants,
yes,
Dolphins, Ravens,
yes,
Steelers.
There are 9 wins in there.
I haven't even given you 9 teams yet.
Don't they haven't even had the draft. I can't tell you if they're going to beat anybody. I just think that they're better than a 9-win team.
Bengals. These are the away games. Bengals, Broncos, Commanders, Eagles, Jaguars, Raiders, Ravens, Saints, Steelers. 1, 2. Oh, I'm playing the schedule game, aren't I?
You sure are.
I am actually. I did not mean to do that. I'm very sorry. I apologize to those of you who think the schedule game is something that's fun to do. I'm sorry. I apologize. Jeff, you want to play the schedule game?
I hate the schedule game.
You love the schedule game. Dan, do you see 9 wins in that schedule?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I hate you. Jake.
I just think.
I don't care about either
big,
way.
Big picture, Jake. Look. I think this team has a chance to win 10 or 11 games next year.
And, Jake, are you? Does it hurt your feelings when they tell you? By the way, the Browns are your team, aren't they? I just want to make sure.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Does it hurt your feelings when FanDuel says 8.5 is what they think you're going to win this year?
Hurt your feelings.
Yeah, I don't know that it hurts my feelings.
No, I mean, Browns fans will get emotional about this. Oh
my God. I think it's low, but I think a lot of that can also probably stem from you're talking Deshaun Watson injury. You haven't seen Jerry Jeudy. Nick Chubb, you don't know if he's healthy. There's probably a lot of question marks where people are like, well, if everything kind of hits the wrong note, then it could also be an easy bet the other way, possibly.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about that. I don't know. I was kind of crushed a little when they said 8.5.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm like, come on, they're better than an 8.5 win team.
Why would that bother you?
Because that kind of stuff,
Well, then there's an opportunity for people to make big money.
It doesn't bother you, though.
I couldn't care less.
I know you don't care. Clearly.
The other big thing, too, that some of these people look for who are gamblers is record in 1-score games. Because people look, the analytics community, before we all get hot and bothered on this.
Oh, go ahead and say hot in a biscuit.
Yeah, no, that's
your point. Before we all get hot and bothered by this, they see 1-score games as coin flip games. The Browns last season were in 8 1-score games, won 6 of them. So a lot of people look at that and, you know, as I said, we'll go, oh, yeah, you got the clutch gene. You're able to operate those drives. The defense shut them down. The analytics community and the gambling community look at those coin flip games.
So how many of those are Flacco's?
FYI. I don't know.
I don't know either. I got to go back and look and make me do some research. How many of those games were Flacco games? That's the question. And then did they just take away their coin flip games? And is that why FanDuel thinks it's 8.5 right now? We got a lot riding on Deshaun Watson, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
We have an awful lot riding on him.
There's a stunner.
I'm just saying. Between that and the fact that I knew you would have zero passion for the fact that I kind of cut a little saying Cavs 8.5 over under.
Ooh. Browns.
Oh, and I said Cavs, didn't I? I was thinking Cavs because we're going to talk about that.
I'm going to go over Cavs 8.5 for the season.
Are you sure?
I am.
You feel good? How about number of playoff games?
These are not the 76ers back in, what, 73?
How many playoff games?
And they were still
games?
Over 8.5.
Would you take the under for playoff games, though?
I'd take the under on that one.
Yeah, I thought you would. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. I don't know. I kind of felt like we got punched in the stomach there. Browns, 8.5, according to FanDuel. That's the over-under. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3, the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.